house to my relatives there. She asked if I would accompany her, and I agreed, thinking that Mother would die very soon. I knew that I, too, had no desire to live any longer, so I might as well join her in her goodbyes. The journey from despondency to joy. My stepfather put this pitiful pair of mother and son on a rickshaw and transported us to my uncle's home, where the entire family was mobilized to carry both of us into their house. At the sight of our wretched condition, they broke into tears and set about to persuade us to believe in Jesus without further delay. Even if we were to die, they reasoned, at least our souls would go to heaven. Perhaps God, in His graciousness, might even decide to heal our physical bodies. They promptly delivered a verbal presentation of the message of the Lord's Gospel. When they had finished, Mother agreed to receive Christ, but I was still half in doubt. Still, out of respect and due to the persistence of our relatives, I too knelt alongside Mother and called upon the Lord for mercy and grace. Thanks to our Lord's graciousness, something miraculous happened. Mother's appetite returned, and she was able to eat again. At that time, I thought it was just a momentary reaction out of her excitement or a mere physiological phenomenon, so I paid very close attention. The second day passed, and then the third. Mother's appetite, as well as her state of health, gradually improved with each passing day. Another interesting fact I observed was that ever since setting foot in my uncle's house, Mother had not taken a single dose of her medication. Yet within a short time, she was completely healed. I had witnessed with my own eyes the work of God. So I started asking my relatives questions concerning the Christian faith. They were unable to provide me with answers, which was extremely intellectually disturbing to me. For instance, I asked them a simple question. What does hallelujah mean? One moment they told me, it means an army sent down from heaven. Then they would change and say, no, it means to beat up on Satan. They talked about Jerusalem, but their pronunciation was rather odd, and it sounded to me like Yalusahong, which means shake, leak, and sow. So you can see why I was confused. If I had asked too many questions, they would accuse me of being proud, while in reality, I was hungry and thirsty for the truth. However, I quickly realized that it was unfair to blame them, for none of them had ever seen a physical copy of the Bible, since all Bibles were confiscated and burned during the Cultural Revolution. Even if they had possessed a Bible, it wouldn't have done much good, since none of them was literate. What now? I had clearly witnessed God's power, but it was intellectually difficult for me to accept. Who would be able to answer my questions? I do not remember for sure who it was, but someone told me, there's a radio station broadcasting out of Hong Kong called the Good Friend Station that tells stories about Jesus. My aunt's house had